This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Menigan's flying the ship. Jake Morant's taking your phone calls. So yesterday, we were discussing some things, and a little idea got thrown out, and I said, I ought to put something together on that. So I did. But I must tell you, with the Cavaliers up 2-0 right now, and you take a look at the way that the team is currently constructed with the Cavaliers, you see little instances of what it is we put together for today. When you remember when LeBron was here, first time around, Cavs tried to put some talent around him. And there were some moves made, and they tried to do some things. Second time around, man, they were going for anybody who had had any success in the league and throwing them on this roster and hoping it would work. And that was some really aggressive GMing by Griff and by Kobe Altman. Kind of worked.
Yeah.
Kind of worked. They went to the finals 4 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at this year's team. It's up 2-0.
Was Danny here?
On the Orlando Magic.
No, Danny was
here the first time around.
Okay.
Take a look at the team that's up 2-0 on Orlando right now. And again, Magic radio guy, our former coworker, Jake Chapman, joining us at noon.
I like how serious he gets with us now. Like, he's
He never busts chops with us.
Yeah.
We're
going to have to talk to him about that.
He's talking about, you know.
Sounds
playing,
like he left
zone
here.
And we have to go this, and then we switch back to man. It's like, Jake.
Okay.
How about
Coach Chap?
Do you still have the ponytail? You know, it's that kind of thing. Take a look at this team. What did they do? Last year they brought in Donovan Mitchell. And then what do? You try and add some pieces. This year those pieces were Max Strus and George Niang, right? Guys who you thought these guys could maybe find themselves and, you know, grow even more here as players because they probably haven't reached their potential yet. Well, back in the day when LeBron was here, that wasn't really the plan. It didn't seem very often. Would you agree with that?
No, it was, let's get whatever we can around LeBron. Let's go win a championship. Beginning,
yeah.
Yes.
Without looking
no.
like growth very much.
Oh, no. We didn't care. We didn't have any draft picks.
So I went back and I checked out every team LeBron played on.
Okay. For the Cavaliers. Okay.
And I thought, let's find the guy. And Dan has a good way of summing it up. And it's not quite this. It's not quite this, but Dan's explanation was the all-cooked team. Guys who were well past their prime when
good.
The Cavs brought him in, trying to squeeze something out of him, trying to get him to help LeBron win that title. And you know what the problem is with this? We've got about 25 guys.
It's true. That were all cooked?
They just kept bringing guys in. Guy after guy after guy after guy. Hoping maybe this guy works. Maybe this guy works. Maybe this guy works. So you ready to go?
Yeah.
I went by position, and then I thought, let me refine this a little bit. And I just put together, like, the first team of the guys that the Cavs brought in trying to make it work with LeBron.
Jeff Phelps, all cook team right here, 92.3 The Fan.
Well, the first team features one of the best centers in NBA history. It was Shaquille O'Neal.
Gotta be Shaq.
It's gotta be Shaq, right?
Yes.
Can't go wrong there unless he was cooked when he got here, and Shaq was kind of cooked when he got here, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But he did some fun things around town, left tickets,
It was good
for the game.
Shaq was a product of the first time around
mm-hmm.
when LeBron was here.
Win a ring for the king.
Win a ring for the king. That didn't really work.
No. Big walleye.
Didn't really work.
Big walleye.
Didn't really work. Although I kind of like the pairing with Z. And if you remember when Shaq was introduced, he said, you know, being able to play with the great Ilgauskas. And it made Z sound like some magician. The great Ilgauskas. Then he also later said the great Stanley Roberts, talking about his days with LSU. And we thought, okay, well, here you go. He's going to talk about the greats a lot. My guards on the first team of the all-cook team, not necessarily, that's Dan's. Mine are the guys who had the best careers before they came to Cleveland. Got to be the guys who came in together. Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, Derrick Rose, before his knee injury, was just a beast. And Dwayne Wade's one of the best players, I think, in NBA history. He was very good. And not best like top two, three, four. You want to put together, you know, 50 guys, 75 guys. Dwayne's on that list. They brought those guys in. And Andy, it didn't work. Didn't work. At forward, Dan, your guy, Sean Marion. Sean was just great until he finished his career in Cleveland. He had nothing left when he got here. The other guy had a lot left and still is going. That's Kevin Love. I think that move worked. Now, Kevin wasn't the same player he was in Minnesota, but he wasn't asked to be. So that's it. The first team of the all guys who had great careers before they came to Cleveland to help LeBron try and win a championship, Shaq, D-Wade, Derrick Rose, Kevin Love, and Sean Marion. That's pretty serious.
That is very serious.
That's pretty serious. And only one of them I thought was really good when he got here. The number two team. You ready?
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
I can I guess who your center is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andrew Bogut.
You just ruined the whole thing for me because he's not it, but he's on the third team. You're not going to guess anymore. You're going to play along and react. Ben Wallace.
Oh, Ben Wallace. Okay.
Ben Wallace. The pride of Tri-C.
All right.
And, you know, Hall of Famer. Ben's the real deal. The guards, I thought, oh, yeah, he was here. Former Utah Jazz guard Deron Williams.
Oh, he was here, wasn't he?
Yes. And there were a couple of guys that I thought, oh, yeah. Deron Williams was great.
We had some Hall of Fame guys.
He was great before he got here. He was great before he got here. And he was in the second go-round. Okay? So there's Deron Williams along with Isaiah Thomas. Remember? He came in the Kyrie deal.
Oh, I remember.
And he was injured. He had, a hip deal? And it never worked. Then my forwards. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We talked about one of them yesterday. Antoine Jameson was one hell of a player when he was with Washington. He got here. He wasn't the same guy.
I had him written down.
And Wally Szczerbiak. Wally was really good in Minnesota. And Wally at small forward would have been just a great addition to this team. And Wally was okay here. His better days were behind him. So I think all of these guys on the second, let's bring guys to help LeBron win a ring team, were all way past their best years. Ben Wallace, Deron Williams, Isaiah Thomas, Wally, and Antoine Jameson.
Wow, even a music change here for your third team.
This music's not quite as riveting, so yes. The third team wasn't quite as riveting. At center, the problem is I could put together 17 teams based on the guys that they brought in.
Yes.
Andrew Bogut at center. Andrew Bogut was really a heck of a player at one point in his career. Remember how long he played for the Cavs?
Like two games?
One game. It was just under, I think, 3 minutes.
Remember how excited everybody was when he got
it? Might have been under a minute, actually, when he was on the floor and hurt his knee. And he was done. A couple of guys weren't completely past their prime, and they're my guards. And I didn't go point guard, I just went guards. You ready?
Yes.
J.R. Smith.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't think you win a title without him. JR was really good here. He did a nice job. I think he was better in New York, but he was good here. And they did a nice job getting him in here.
Do you have a fourth team or no?
I don't, but I have honorable mentions who you're just going to love.
Okay, I have a bunch of names written.
The other one, Kyle Korver.
Kyle could still shoot.
Kyle could flat out shoot it. Kyle could go flat out shoot it now. You know when you knew Kyle Korver was good? When LeBron asked him to help him with his shot.
Yeah.
And then continually had him help him with his shot and work with him. Kyle had the best release of anybody I think I've ever seen. You know who's close to that? Sam Merrill. Sam's got a great release. But it's Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver.
What are my years again here? Are we just doing phase two,
right? It's just when LeBron was here.
Phase two or phase one?
Both.
Doesn't matter. Oh,
both.
Okay. All right.
Andrew Bogut, J.R., Kyle, they were all in phase two. The phase one guys, and we're going to get to those. There aren't very many. I'm giving this one, you're going to like these. Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, I agree with you on this.
Richard was a hell of a player when he was with New Jersey. He came in and he helped, but again, this is based on what they did before they got here. Richard was a good player. 20-point a game scorer. Richard Jefferson's one of the forwards, and the other one, the current general manager of your Golden State Warriors, Mike Dunleavy. I thought Dunleavy was going to work. It didn't work. He was toast when he got here. But I always liked Dunleavy's game. He was kind of dinged up when he was here. And that didn't work. So those are the three teams. Andrew Bogut, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, Richard Jefferson, Mike Dunleavy on the third team.
All right. I'm confused on some of my years. Did Jared Jack miss LeBron that year?
Yes. Jared Jack wasn't here.
So he missed him by the year. He came back the year after Jared Jack. He played when he was 14.
Jared Jack wasn't that good when he was elsewhere. He was okay.
What about Andrew Bynum? Oh, that's a good one. Andrew Bynum.
I don't think Bynum was here then.
I know.
You're just throwing out random Cavs names.
No,
I went back and looked at the roster every year.
All guys that were washed up when they got here.
These gentlemen were cooked. They were cooked.
Yeah, but Andy's throwing out names.
Yeah, I gotta think about it. Well, you did this and you
Walt
had time
Frazier.
To think about it. No, you're wrong. You're being mean now. This is mean, Jeff Phelps. Bynum was here.
When LeBron wasn't here.
It was the year. I got that year. That year before LeBron got here.
The point is, the guys who were brought in to help LeBron.
Bynum and Jared Jack. Jay Crowder.
Walt Frazier.
Jay Crowder.
World be free. You ready for the honorable mentions?
Not really. No.
They're here. They come anyway.
You're so mean, last dude.
These are guys from the first go round. Ready? Larry Hughes. Larry was pretty dang good. It didn't really work here. Delonte West is one of my favorite Cavs of all time. Delonte was a very good basketball player. It didn't really help. Mo Williams was here twice. Mo. Other guards? You ready?
Yeah.
Jose Calderon. Remember when they brought in Jose?
How long was he here for?
He was pretty good.
Like a week?
Jose's worked for the team. And George Hill was pretty good and didn't work real well. At forward, Joe Smith, former number one overall pick. Joe was pretty good. Andy, James Jones. Why is James Jones on the list?
Why is James Jones? Oh, are you kidding?
Why?
Champ.
Why?
I don't know.
Because if I have a roster.
Oh, there's place. I forgot when LeBron said that. LeBron was like, man, if I got a roster, there's always a place for James Jones on it. Jay Crowder?
I'll fill out the rest of the team in a minute.
You got more to this?
Folks, think about what they tried to do for LeBron James. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.